When the House and Senate vote on authorizing military action against Iraq, Republicans will be behind the president nearly unanimously. Democrats are anything but unified on the issue. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, Dick Gephardt, has been on record for months backing military force against Iraq, and he is supporting the president. While on the Senate side, Majority Leader Tom Daschle has been hesitant, although now he says he's inclined to vote yes. The Democrats' 2000 ticket is split. Al Gore has been critical of the president's plans for Iraq. Meanwhile, his running mate, Joe Lieberman, has been leading the charge for military strikes. But all that doesn't mean the party is hopelessly torn on the issue. Texas Representative Martin Frost is the number three Democrat in the House leadership. He voted for force against Iraq in the Persian Gulf War. He plans to do so again, but this time he'll have more company.
I voted for the use of force 11 years ago in 1991. I voted with a minority of Democrats at that time. I'll be voting with a majority of Democrats this time.
The Democrats' public disarray on Iraq obscures a significant change in the party since 1991, the last time a President Bush asked Congress to authorize military action against Saddam Hussein. Back then, the majority of Democrats voted no. This time, a majority in the House and Senate will probably vote yes. Senator Evan Bayh, a centrist Democrat from Indiana, said on Fox News Sunday that he thinks that's a good thing for the party.
The majority of the American people tend to trust the Republican Party more on issues involving national security and defense than they do the Democratic Party. And I think we need to work to improve our image on that score by taking a more aggressive posture with regard to Iraq, empowering the president. As you know, I have.
And it's not just political calculation. Although some Democrats up for re-election probably will vote yes because they're afraid their opponents will accuse them of being soft on Saddam. Over time, the Democratic Party has become more comfortable with committing troops abroad, especially after 8 years of the Clinton administration and its military campaigns in the Balkans and Haiti. And according to Congressman Martin Frost, the party now has more members representing conservative districts.
I'm a former chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and I know a lot about the districts. A lot of the members in tough races come from moderate and conservative parts of the country, and that they will be voting with the president in favor of the resolution because that's basically the sentiment in the districts that they represent.
In the Senate, few Democrats have a tougher race this year than Tim Johnson of South Dakota. His state voted 60-38 for George W. Bush in 2000. Johnson voted against using force during the Persian Gulf War. In 1991, he was willing to give sanctions more time to work. But he'll stand with the president this time. Why? It's not politics, says Johnson. It's 9/11.
This time, you have a far different circumstance, where you have a dictator who is out of compliance with multiple United Nations resolutions, and you have a problem that is no longer a regional crisis. You have a problem now that is of global consequence.
Johnson hasn't confronted anti-war demonstrations, but other Democrats, including Dick Gephardt, have. Political strategist Jeff Garin says there is a strong anti-war current among rank-and-file Democrats, but it's not a litmus test issue for the party's constituency groups, the way trade is for labor or vouchers are for the teachers' unions.
When Democratic leaders in Washington go out and explain themselves to people, even to people who have pretty strong feelings against a war, they get a fair hearing at least. That doesn't happen as much on trade issues, for example. The poll data suggests that rank-and-file Democratic voters in most parts of the country are divided on this question. They are not uniformly opposed to this resolution.
And that suggests to Garin that the Iraq debate will not leave lingering anger inside the party.
I don't think that Democrats are at war with one another over this as they were during Vietnam. So it's not like the party is riven and divided over this. I think the one thing that unites the Democrats in Congress is they would like to cast this vote and then go on to the other urgent business of the country. Democrats, I think, are feeling a little frustrated that having the focus here in Washington be so much on Iraq means that they can't focus on the thing that is most important to them for the midterm elections and most important to the voters.
And for Democrats, that means Social Security, jobs, and prescription drugs, not Saddam Hussein. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.